Welcome back, everyone, to Bad Film Good, the podcast where we look at poorly written movies and we ask the question, is this Meg good? My name is Meg.
And I'm the Meg.
And today we're looking at Meg 2, The Trench, with Jason Statham.
God bloody hell, that's a bloody Meg. There's a bloody Meg in that water. God bloody hell, is it not? There's a Meg to us.
There's a Meg in my soup.
God, fuck
we
me.
Don't go shouting it, or everyone would want one.
Oh, you put a Meg in my drink.
Oh, I didn't ask for a bloody Meg. I had one, but I've already had two Megs.
Vodka and Meg on the rocks.
Should we just do this for the...
Yeah, let's... Oh, my God, it would absolutely destroy my voice. I can already feel it. I don't know how he does it with his normal voice.
Yeah, he talks like this normally.
Yeah. No, today we will be looking at Meg 2, The Trench, as I said, which I learned from listening to The Weekly Planet, a small podcast people probably haven't heard of, that it is Meg 2, not The Meg 2. Because the first one is called The Meg, right? It's not just called Meg.
That's a good question.
So this one is called Meg 2.
I thought, yeah, because I was like, I didn't know this had a tagline until I was looking up the things. So, it is The Meg.
So what, even when you watched it, you didn't know? Or when you were looking up beforehand?
When I watched it, I didn't notice, to be honest.
You didn't know it was Meg 2, The Trench?
No, I thought it was The Meg 2. And then it just said The Trench.
Oh. Oh, so you knew that there was the trench involved?
Yeah. But okay. I knew that I
think was important. Yeah. I think we had that prior information. Anyway, Aiden, before we get Megan, why don't you tell me what is Shrekin this week? Thank you very much. Thank you.
Shrek 2. The Trench.
I want to see a film where Jason Statham just hunts down Shrek.
Or,
and he calls him
Shrek.
God bloody hell. There's a the Shrek in the water. We got a bloody kill.
There are now two the Shreks.
God, the Shreks killed my wife or something.
Now I'm going to also fight this dragon. And that's just for fun.
So this is an article from Every Day. The fuck was that? Are you eating crisps?
I got Pringles.
That's sound effects from the Meg.
God bloody hell. The Meg's eating Pringles.
The Meg stole my Pringles.
God bloody hell. I'm actually eating my Pringles. He's stolen my salsa dip.
My Texas barbecue sauce. Flavoured Pringles.
The Meg.
Eaten by the Meg.
The Meg barbecue sauce.
I don't know why that was a mix between Jason Statham and Bear Grylls.
I'm out here in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And I'm being attacked by the Meg. Looks like I'm gonna have to drink my own piss.
I feel like it's one of those things. This man will never live down the fact that he's just like I expect to do it in Jason Statham's voice.
Jason Statham, survival expert. It's
like, God bloody hell, I'm gonna have to drink my own piss.
When you're out here fighting a Meg, you gotta make sure to drink your own piss.
It's so stupid. Fucking hell. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Every Day. Article from Every Day. Right. This is a bit of a different article. And it's not trash. But it is funny. So I thought...
Not trash? What kind of quality are you bringing in here? I don't want any of this.
This is... Right, this article is a couple years old now because it was during the COVID pandemic. just for context. This is an article from Lucinda Price, who is a comedian, and it says, "How my Shrek obsession got me through this year." I would recommend seeking out this article because it is fantastic.
I thought you were going to say, "I would recommend seeking help." All right, dude.
So, Shrek has been on my mind since May. I can pinpoint the exact night it started. It was the 13th, and I was mindlessly scrolling on my phone, avoiding going to sleep. You know that mood when you're simultaneously so bored and so tired that anything is hilarious? I was in one of those moods. And when I'm in one, I'll channel my energy into Instagram stories. I had a swipe through the filters and found one that would alter the course of the following 5 months for my life.
It was
a filter that transformed you into a digital Shrek standing outside his fabled log house. Naturally, I recorded the greatest rendition of Mike Myers' Green Ogre I could manage. And then it's the video, and it's basically just I think she's Australian. It's just some like woman doing a terrible Scottish accent, going like, "I'm Shrek." I posted it on a whim, and the response was overwhelming. My followers lapped it up like donkey at an all-you-can-eat waffle buffet. I was totally Shreked. Not long after, I had to begin a 2-week bedroom jail sentence after an ill-timed trip to my local cafe where a staffer had contracted... where a staffer had contracted COVID. The pandemic had fucked me up in lots of ways. It stopped me from visiting my dad when he got cancer, stripped my work, and removed any chance I had of getting laid this side of 2022. But I'd never been so close to the belly of the beast when it was...
That feels like a weird combination of things to put side by side. Like, it stopped me from seeing my dad who had cancer and also couldn't fuck. Now, am I wrong? I don't know. It just felt like... It felt like it suddenly took like a real...
It's what her dad would have wanted.
If you can't see me, at least fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what? It's Jason Statham.
Don't let it be.
If you can't see me when I'm dying, I want you to fuck. I want you to fuck like you've never fucked before.
And fight a Meg.
And the fight a Meg.
Yeah.
At least just one Meg, please.
So staring down the barrel of a shitfully boring 2 weeks of self-isolation and the beginning of months of lockdown in Sydney, I knew I'd have to find a way to entertain myself. I knew I'd be forced to look within. And when I did, all I saw was Shrek. And then essentially, she just kept doing, like, she started doing posts with the filter. Then she put green face paint and the Shrek ears on and started singing Somebody Once Told Me. Then she started drawing Shrek. So she drew Shrek eating McDonald's showered in $100 bills. And then
this does sound like COVID madness.
I decided to ramp up the stakes for the next piece. I want to explore a new medium, so a friend dropped round an old Penthouse magazine, which is like a porn magazine, I think. Inspired in no small part by my sexual frustration, I created this not safe for work piece. And it's like,
more Shrek not safe for work.
It's not really not safe for work. It's like, she's got a fucking advert from this magazine, and it's like a girl lifting up her skirt, and she's like got lingerie on. But she's shitly like stuck on top of it, Shrek's face, and then like a green thumbs up over like her cooch. And then it says, "Once you've tasted Shrek, you'll never go back." And it keeps going on. On and on and on until she did Which is why I did the article, because I remember seeing this on TikTok and I was like, I fucking remember this. She did a video which went viral, and it was Shrek, but as if he was interviewing for The Voice. So she does like all the characters, and it's Shrek on The Voice. It's like she does Somebody Once Told Me Again, I think, and it's fucking mental. And then she says, basically, this experience has made me realize the happiest moments of my year have been the times where I've retreated to things I enjoyed when I was five, like drawing, eating McDonald's, and imitating Shrek. Now get out my log house. Yeah, so...
Brilliant.
This, look, I'm not doing it justice. This was actually a very funny article, even though I didn't think it would be. So yeah, how my Shrek obsession got me through this year, an article from Every Day on ABC, if you want to check that out. And that's what's triggered this week!
Look, I will take that over 10 facts about Shrek's knees that you've seen before.
At least it's, you know, not what I mean? Fucking, yeah, like, what order to watch the Shrek films in. Guess what? The order that they released. Oh, by the way, Shrek was a film that was released in 2000.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Something different, you know? It was wholesome. I liked it.
Yeah, I'm down with that. I'm down with that. Nice. So, I mean, Shrekking aside, Aiden, this week, as we've said, we will be talking about Meg 2 the Trench.
God bloody hell.
I don't know why I said that kind of like Matt Berry. We've been watching What We Do in the Shadows TV show. And
oh yes
in that, so I just Meg 2 the Trench. I'll say this bit in his voice. So we saw this obviously in the cinema because it's only just come out, and it's described by Matt Berry as being, get ready for the ultimate adrenaline rush this summer in Meg 2 the Trench, a literally larger-than-life thrill ride that supersizes the 2018 blockbuster and takes the action to higher heights and even greater depths. Oh, and then it says read the full synopsis, but I'm assuming it went... Oh my god! Is it... Okay, that was not as big. That was crazy. It just gave me, like... What I just read was not even four lines, and it's just given me, like, 20.
What the fuck? Don't read it.
I won't read the whole thing, but it starts the same, and then it just sort of like, it's just like, stuff happens in this film. That's pretty much it. I mean, there's, you don't need to read the rest.
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, why don't you give us a little bit of info?
So, this is a film. It was directed by Ben Wheatley. It stars, oh, what the fuck, my mouse is gone. Oh, there we go. It stars Jason Statham.
His pet mouse.
Jin Woo. Shuya Sophie Kai, I think. Cliff Curtis. Paige Kennedy. Sergio Perez Mencheta. Skylar Samuels. Melissa Mahout. Whoopi Van Ram. Kieran Sonia Soir. Stevie Buscemi. Felix Mayer, Sienna Gilroy, Tao Goh.
You're doing so well.
Robin Hill, Lely Day, Ivy Sui.
Are you making these up at this point?
No.
I don't remember this many people in the film.
Stuart Alexander and Zhong Jinji.
Brilliant. Probably said in the most British way possible.
Yeah, because it's Statham, isn't it?
Yes, it's bloody Jason Statham,
Jin Woo, and Cliff Curtis, and bloody Skylar Samuels, Whoopi Van Rom.
Okay, let's not go through them all again.
So this, it's currently got, it had a budget of $129 million, and it's grossed $145 million. Now, I thought, the thing is...
I mean, it's only just come out,
yeah,
right?
I think the gross... The opening weekend of USA was like 30 mil. And I think that's probably not great. But
yeah,
the last film and this film presumably are fucking massive in China.
I was about to say, but I'm assuming the majority of their of what they've got so far is the Chinese audience.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Yeah. So like this
I mean, it's got like a famous Chinese actor.
Yeah, or something. Jing Wu.
The one of the main guys, Statham's friend.
Yeah,
I don't think he was in the last one, was he?
No, I don't think so. I think a lot of these people...
Remember much about the last one. I know there was two Megs. That's all you really need to know.
Yeah, play two Megs. They tricked me.
Oh, and Dwight from The Office is there. So,
in the first one?
Yeah. He's the evil guy.
Oh, God. I really don't remember the first one.
It's got 5.5 out of 10 on IMDb. It's got... 27% on Rotten Tomatoes. Oof. And only 40 Metal Crickets liked it. That's not great, and this is probably going to get worse and worse. Although, having said that, Chinese market, maybe it'll go up. Who knows?
Who knows? But, shall we just get straight into it?
Yeah, let's fucking go.
Okay, so, first things first. Jason Statham, he wakes up and... we kind of find out he's living in just the perfect world. He gets up, he waves to all of his friends, he floats downstairs, gets himself some breakfast, heads out in the car down to the beach where he meets Ryan Gosling, and they have a lovely time until he realizes that maybe his perfect Barbie image is breaking.
Wait a minute. Wait a bloody minute. Something's not this right.
This is Megby. There's no. It doesn't work the other way around, like Barbenheimer.
Barbie Meg.
It's Megby. Yeah. No, I'm. You see, what I'm doing here is flipping Aiden's joke on itself and back at him. Yeah. And getting revenge for the goddamn Ruby Gilmore. Teenage Kraken.
Ruby Gilman.
Teenage Meg.
Ruby Gilman.
See, I don't even know. Teenage Meg.
Teenage Meg. Yeah.
God bless you.
She's like nobody the awkward girl at school. Yeah. Until she finds out she's a megalodon.
Nobody picks up cool. Oh, wait. I could just eat everyone.
And then Jason Statham comes. He also plays the Meg as well.
It's like a two-person, like in a play where you've got the, like somebody in the front, somebody in the back.
What?
You know, if they're doing like a donkey. You know, like if they're doing like a horse or a donkey or something.
Oh, right. Play, oh, yeah,
got, like,
yeah.
Two people in there. Yeah.
But it's just two Jason Stathams.
I've become the very thing I swore to destroy. God bloody hell. I've got to fight myself.
I can't keep doing it. I'm having to take regular sips of, water because I can't keep doing that, boys.
Oh, good.
Oh, my poor throat.
Something I want to ask.
Sure.
How did you watch this?
With my eyes.
Yeah, but just like standard standard cinema. Just went in.
Oh, I didn't watch it in 3D, if that's what you're asking.
Oh, I didn't watch it in 3D. I watched it in bloody 4DX.
No way. You saw it in 4DX?
Yeah.
Oh, no way. Do you know what? I think I was talking with somebody about, because one of my friends went to see Avatar in 4DX and said that literally you're just rumbling the whole time because they're flying everywhere and doing all sorts of shit. And I joked about, like, the Meg. Just, like, But they just flood the cinema and you're just underwater for half the film.
There was,
like, what was that like?
It was like, it was fucking mental. I've done it before. I watched Bumblebee in 4DX. And I think that time they had just like synced up the movement with like the bass. Like it seemed like anything bassy that would happen, you'd like move. It didn't really work very well, but that was crazy because the start of Bumblebee is like the war on Cybertron.
Yeah. So it's just like thousands of giant robots like crashing into each other in space. So we sat down with our popcorn and a drink, and then you're just like... and then this was like definitely well... They did well on this. Like Jason Statham will like splash into water and it sprays water at you, and like it was the action scenes. It's got like a little... The chair like punches you.
Almost. Yeah.
It like pokes you in the back and stuff.
I don't know whether we've talked about the only 4D experience that I've had before.
Oh, no.
Because I'd be interested to know whether, like, the 4D kind of stuff, like when they program all that stuff in, I want to know whether that is programmed by someone who is part of, like, the various teams that work on the actual film itself, or whether it's when they distribute it. Or sort of when they set it all up for distribution, where you have like somebody on that end who's like, all right, well, here's all the 4D stuff, and then that gets sent out with the film to all the different places, whatever. Like, I wonder if there's a generalized thing and they do 4D with it, or whether each kind of film has its own like four person who or team that coordinates the 4D stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I went to see Baby Driver in 4DX, and I'd already seen it before. And a few of my friends wanted to go see it, and we were all talking about going to see it in 4DX, and I hadn't done that before, and I was just like, oh, yeah, it'd be wicked. And it was so fucking shit. It honestly ruined the movie. I mean, you know, like I said, I loved it. Like, I'd seen the film before, loved it. But, and I'm glad that I had, because it would have been, like, awful as my first experience. But there was basically nothing. It was just, like, a bit of rumbling if a car passed by, like, now and then. But the worst bit was that punchy bit you were talking about. Because it's kind of like there's like two little things either side of your head, right? Where it just kind of goes like little pistons that just kind of like psh, 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 and kind of punch you like that.
Yeah.
And Baby Driver is a film all about being in time with the music. Everything is in time with the music. All the bullets that are fired, like ba 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 ba, like they're all fired in time with the music. And every single time somebody's firing bullets, you're getting poked in the back of the head with this fucking little piston, but it's off, like it's out of time, and it just doesn't sync up with it, and it was so shit. God. And there was like one moment where when there's like a drop of water hits the windshield and a drop of water hits your head, and I was like, thanks, that's the one good interesting bit that you've put into this 4D experience. It was so shit, and I vowed. I didn't vow never to do 4D again, but I was just like, there's no point in me doing that again. It was shit. But the thing is, the guys who saw it before me, funny enough, saw one of the recent Transformer movies. It wasn't Bumblebee, it was like before then, because it's quite a few years ago. They'd seen one of those in 4D and said that it was amazing. Like, all the 4D sort of things were really good, and like you could smell stuff and there was all sorts of things, and there were loads of different like stuff, things that they didn't even bother doing in my screening. So I have a massive grudge against 4DX. So fuck you, that's what I'm saying.
Me personally. Thanks.
You personally. For giving 4DX, the company, more money.
I think you've got to know what you're going into.
You got to pick your film.
And yeah, you got to pick your film. Like, you can only ever go to an action film where plot is not it's not its strong suit. So like a Transformers, a Meg, an Expendable Balls probably be decent, but like an indie film, like a Baby Driver or a Barbie. You could see Barbie in 4DX. That would have been terrible.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Meg, bloody Meg. So Jason Statham, he's gone to the real world.
No, we're not doing the Barbie bit. So, he's gone to the real world and he goes fight some Megs.
Yeah, the real world. So they're following on from the first film. There's some Megs. They've realized that there's a big trench. That's covered up by something
people,
called...
People, not the Megs.
Oh, yeah. The Megs have realized
people
there's a big trench.
Yeah.
It's covered by the thermosphere, I think they call it.
I think they call it like the thermoclines.
Oh, the thermocline. Yeah. That's it.
It's a layer in the deep in the ocean, which is like thousands of meters down, tens of thousands, I think, even.
Oh, tens of thousands easily.
Like tens of thousands easy. It's a layer of like super cold.
Yeah, which is like
something like just water, like just a super. It's just some sort of freak kind of layer of cold that animals can't pass through.
Well, the layer is super cold and it's trapped in all the warm water beneath it. So like that's why all the Megs and all the prehistoric animals are still alive, because they're chilling in warm, nice water, but they can't get out because they're trapped by this like freezing layer.
Wouldn't it be cold for them once they get back on the other side of that?
Ah.
They'd be in the water and they'd be like, fucking hell, it's chilly up here, isn't it? Christ, I'm used to it being so warm down there. I might go back and pick up a jacket, honestly.
Yeah.
God bloody hell, that Meg's wearing a jacket. That Meg's wearing a hoodie. He's trying to steal from a shop. Me.
He's clearly not a man. He's a Meg.
They're like doing some exploration. Jason Statham has an adopted child. Well, so in the first one, Jason Statham gets with a lady that has a child, and I assume they get married or whatever. But in the time between the end of the first film and the start of the second one, she's just dead. She died. Yeah. They're like, something happens. Died. How? Don't worry about it. Doesn't matter. She's gone. She didn't want to come back. Which was like, oh.
The dinner bell! The dinner bell! I was hoping we hadn't missed it. Oh, man, we haven't had it for like a couple episodes.
Oh.
Aiden, you know what time it is. Tell us what you have for lunch. Dinner for today.
Fish and chips.
Oh, yeah, proper British, innit? Fish and chips, bro.
Fried Statham. That's what I play all day, every day. Fish and chips in a pot.
I'll eat a Megan chips. I can't do that voice much more. It's actually hurting my throat.
Oh, God.
Oh, Christ.
So, yeah, so he's got this adopted daughter who's very irresponsible and annoying. They go down, they're like,
cool, bloody hell, we better like look into this bloody Meg habitat.
Well, because I think it's like a much bigger, I don't remember how it was in the first one, but it feels like a much bigger kind of operation, right? They've got this huge, like, kind of underwater station.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And you've got that New Zealand actor who's in Fear the Walking Dead. I don't remember what his name is, but he's like...
Jermaine Clements.
No. But he's... I think he's kind of running that operation side of things, but then you have the Chinese actor guy. I don't remember what his name is, but the famous one.
Yeah.
And he's like Jason Statham's like best friend or something. He's the brother-in-law, yeah, but I think they're kind of... They got like best friend vibes.
Yeah, so he's the uncle of the daughter.
Statham's daughter, and he's a bit of a nutball because he's like eccentric rich guy who's like, it's kind of a bit. I just feel like it's the whole thing of a bunch of rich people going down into a deep place underwater. I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, maybe it's a little bit. But before they even do any of that, what we're introduced to at the very beginning of the film, just to remind you about the fact that Jason Statham's an eco warrior in this movie.
Oh yeah,
we have like before we get to any of the Meg stuff, before we get any of this, and it seems kind of unrelated, but I guess it's just to give this pretext, like kind of pretext that he's been doing this stuff, so later there's kind of more excuse for like the villains as such of the story. But he He's just like, he's doing some exercises and stuff in this giant metal thing. You don't know what it is at first. And then he like has all this techie stuff. So he has this like, you know, that kind of like gel explosive where you light it and it just kind of goes like around the shape of the door. And then it has like burned through the metal. And then, you know, it's like a little doorway. And he's just in this massive fucking, he's in one of the shipping containers on this ship. And then he just kind of goes around and he's there with his camera and he's there to like expose the people on the ship who are like dumping toxic waste. But they literally have barrels with a big sign on it and a big thing that says like, beware toxic waste or something. Yeah. And he's like, nah, that's not good. No, that's toxic waste. Watch. Not on my watch.
How long has he been in that container?
You hiding any megs? Yeah. Well,
because there was nothing in it as well. He was just like,
so he must have... He got in that container before they did all the processes of loading it onto the ship. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he, like, got in there at some point. But it's so high up. So he must have just, like, been in there for a few days. I don't know. They're out at sea as well, so... anyway, yeah, so you kind of see him, like, getting evidence and stuff to take those guys down and doing a bit of espionage stuff. Before we even get to any of the normal Meg stuff.
And then he just never, like, it doesn't really, it's only, it serves a purpose for, like, a random guy at the bottom of the ocean to be like, I don't like you.
Yeah, I guess that, like...
You put me in jail. Although I'm not in jail, I'm here at the bottom of the ocean.
I think that is literally it. Yeah, I think that's literally the point. It's just that. Because the other stuff you didn't really need... that context for but yeah, so they're all kind of just vibing and enjoying life and they've got this whole sort of kind of program set up so that, you know, they're doing regular dives to research the trench, right, and like what's beneath the trench.
Yeah,
and it gave me very Pacific Rim vibes to begin with.
Yeah
because
yeah,
you've got the trench, which, by the way, Pacific Rim is a film that Aiden and I just love. Absolutely love. Yeah. It's a film that's very close to our hearts and one that we will just randomly watch if we're like, we'll watch a film? Should we watch Pacific Rim? It's one of my favorite films, generally. It's just so good. Anyway, point is, it feels kind of like that. You know, you've got the trench and you've got like these megs, like they're a thing, and they've got this high tech stuff that they could use to explore or whatever. So the beginning bit definitely gave me very like, this film has a lot of different, we'll get through them, but it has a lot of very different feeling sections to it where it sort of just becomes like almost a different film.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, so they
you got a bit of Jurassic Park in there. Yeah, all sorts of stuff. So
they dive down into the sea.
Under the sea.
They're in these two little tiny little submarines that, you know, they don't look like they're built.
I was going to say, submarines that have been built for the correct depth and pressures.
Yeah. And presumably
they're using their Logitech controllers.
So they go down there, but
before they do the dives, we find out that they have a Meg of their very own, right?
Oh, there's a pet Meg.
Got a pet Meg. Which they didn't call Meg or Megan or anything like that.
They called it...
It's like Hai Chi, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
But they kind of... So...
That was so pointless.
Was that something from the first movie?
I don't know.
Like, was one of the Megs pregnant or something? Was that a thing?
Yeah, that rings a bell. Yeah.
It's like, it's pregnant with another Meg.
Oh, my God.
Technically, there's three Megs.
There's gonna be a sequel.
Then they kind of raise it in this like giant kind of Meg aquarium.
They raise thing. It, and then the Meg uncle aquarium? Thinks he's trained it, but I mean, he hasn't. And then it breaks out.
It absolutely up. Tries to eat him.
Yeah, 100%. And then it breaks out.
And he
out.
Zips away at the last second.
Yeah. It pops around for a bit. It shows up a couple times. They're like, bloody hell, that's the bloody pet Meg. And then at the end,
well,
they're left at the end with the pet Meg. And you get the thing where, oh my God, there's one bloody Meg left. And it's the pet Meg. And the guy's like, don't worry, I've got the BP thing that I trained it with. And then at the last second, it turns away and he's like, see, I told you I trained it. And then Jason Statham's like, nah, it's bloody gone for a pack of seals. And also, you've just let this, there's just a Meg rolling around now then.
We're just going to get all sorts of Megs now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that is an interesting, it is, I thought that they were going to do one of these things where like, because, like you said, they've got this pet Meg, that breaks out and is like. There's a lot of really stupid stuff in this movie, like just plot wise or like kind of going past the point of suspending your disbelief, kind of thing. Whether, but the Meg is literally just like, oh, I'm bored of being in here. I'm just gonna ram headfirst through this grating and leave. And you're like, that's it. They didn't have any other like security measures in place. It's nighttime and the Meg's like, time to go.
Yeah, and everyone's gone
breaks
home
through
as well.
And leaves. Yeah, everybody's got like sleeping. Like, but which is weird because surely it would be fully active because they're like midway through a dive, right?
Yeah.
Like, they started doing the dive, so you'd imagine that they, you know, they would have all of the people kind of
on hand,
doing available. Constant diagnostics, yeah. and on hand and whatever and ready. I don't know. Maybe it's just like a different section of the thing.
I don't know.
But then it's because that Meg is free. That Meg like goes after them and kind of chases them down into the thermocline. Just follows them through. But I think that they were like, oh, she followed like your heat signatures, and I was like, hmm. How much heat signature is one of those subs given off?
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, really.
But you know, it's whatever. So follows them through, but it was just going there to like mate.
Oh yeah, they were like, oh, it was horny.
God, that bloody Meg is bloody horny.
Yeah, this Meg fucks.
The guy's
I have to
like
take a sip of drink every time it hurts my throat.
This guy like he's like, quickly, we have to blow it up, we have to kill it. Then Jason Statham puts his hand on his chest, he's like, nah, this Meg fucks, and just like quietly nods.
The American fucking national anthem starts playing.
So they go down into the thermosphere or whatever. And then they're doing some research, and then they see like it's a facility, although it kind of looks like a sunken ship.
I think it's like designed to look like one, or maybe it's just like a big ship that because they wanted it to go to the bottom of the thing, they're like, well, it just looks like a sunken ship because it's a big ship that's at the bottom of the. I don't know, because they say, I think. It's literally just that one of them's like, oh, that looks like a sunken ship. How could that be here? And they were like, wait, it's not a sunken ship. It's a secret base.
Right, yeah. It was very vague. It doesn't really matter. But
there's a big base.
There's a big base, and they're like, who the fuck is that? And then, because it turns out there's some evil guys mining something. It's never really explained what it is.
It is so vague.
At one point, Jason Statham or another character, I can't remember and it doesn't matter, but one of them picks up a rock and goes, this rock is worth $1 billion. And I was like, the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, what, yeah, what can I it remember. Possibly be?
Yeah. Because they're just like, oh, it's this is incredibly rare and is used in, it's super good and can be used in like loads of things, and it's worth $1 billion.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, you could have said a million. If you'd said a million, it'd still be like, bro, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
If you said this one piece will get you like 100,000, I'd be like, whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah.
For that one piece? That must be some good shit. Like, $1 billion?
And they're like, what does it do? He's like, I don't know. It's a rock. And they're like, yeah, so why is it a bit? Yeah, it's a good rock.
A billion.
Maybe he
just
misheard.
Doesn't even know. he doesn't know how much a billion is.
Yeah, so someone was like, oh, this stuff is like worth $1 million. And he's like, $1 billion? That's bloody crazy. Because then someone was like, someone goes billion with a B?
No, yeah, so that's Statham, I think. Statham says billion with a B.
Oh, right.
And it's somebody else who, like, whether it's the his best mate, brother-in-law, or whether it's someone else, I can't remember.
Maybe he's trying to sell it to Statham. He's like, this is worth
$1 billion lying around.
$1 billion. Statham's like, oh, all right, I'll transfer you right now. Give me that rock.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking dumb. Or it's like Statham is just, it's like when a kid plays with something and he's like, oh, guys, this must be worth a billion. Whoa, $1 billion. Yeah.
Yeah, Jason Statham has no concept.
And they're like, that's quartz.
That's limestone.
Yeah.
Oh, it must be worth at least 200 million.
They're like, Jason, you have no concept of money, do you?
He's like, no. I'll just pay for things and Meg.
I'll just live in his house.
I don't know where I am.
So because those people are mining it and they're like, oh, fuck, we've been caught. So they just blow them up.
That one guy does.
That, like, one guy just blows up them and all of his mining team.
Because why? I'm assuming that they were setting up explosives to mine the stuff that's there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
They're just setting up, but it just seems like a really inefficient, because the sheer amount of explosions just ruins the entirety of that, like, whole place, rather than like a controlled explosion.
Well, I assumed it was like they just had a bunch of charges, like, ready to go. Like, they were just setting it all up, and then the guy was just like, fuck him, I'll blow them all up at once. Rather, I assumed it wasn't meant to be like that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't fucking matter. It's the Meg.
But also, and I learned about this kind of stuff like more recently, how insane an explosion underwater is. Because you think about, like, shockwaves and all this kind of stuff, like, you know, they can travel quite freely through air and all this kind of stuff. And I don't know the full science behind it. But if an explosion, like a grenade or something, went off in water, all of that force, like, you think about how kind of it's how tightly, much more tightly packed everything is. That force outwards is pushing everything there outwards. And if you were anywhere near it, the shockwave would literally just rip you apart. It would just liquefy you. Like, it's crazy.
I have never thought about it before.
Yeah, it's just nuts. Yeah. But, of course, Jason Statham, he's all right.
He's like, bloody hell, we'll just drive around it.
So they crash and then they get in these... both submarines crash and they're like, bloody hell, we better get our exosuits on. And then they all have these exosuits and now they're stuck in the trench. And they're like, let's walk to the base where those people, you know, the base of those people that attacked us and tried to kill us. Let's walk there.
In their like super mech.
Yeah, their super mech things.
Again, very Pacific Rim.
Yeah. I'm on board. I agree that this is basically Pacific Rim 3.
But what do you mean? There was no Pacific Rim 2.
But yeah, I don't know. They're like, I'll give them credit. I mean, like, where else are they going to go? But yeah, so they walk to the fucking facility.
It's like 3 kilometers.
3K underwater. Like, and it's so the characters are, you've got Jason Statham. You've got Jason Statham's daughter. You've got...
Who's stowed away on board.
Who's stowed away. Which, by the way...
And they were like, all right, you can stay.
Yeah, and I was like, bro, that girl would have used up. There's already, like, 3 people in that tiny submarine. And I was like, she's just used up all their oxygen. What a dick.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so you've got Jason Statham's daughter, the uncle, and then... a female character, and then, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 other characters that are nondescript because they're there to be killed. Like,
yeah. Just I was so looking at them, generic. I was like, right, who are the generic people that I know are gonna disappear?
Yeah. It was just like, oh my god. It's so, like, they're walking through, and you see, like, a giant octopus, or you don't really see it, it's like in the shadows, you're like, ooh, spooky.
Ooh, some tentacles whipping about.
Yeah, and then a guy disappears, they're like, oh my god. And then later on there's some Megs that notice them, and they eat one of them or something. One of them gets their helmet cracked, and the
pressure, which I thought was a pretty cool... Because I learned more about how that stuff works when the, like, 5 people went in that submarine, and then people, it ended up that they were like, yeah, they probably imploded. or they confirmed that that did happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that is kind of what happens, where they're like, they're waiting for the pressure to ease up, right? And then her like helmet is like cracking over, and they're trying to get the... But what I don't get is, like, the pressure from the ocean is because of literally all the water sitting on top of you.
Yeah,
right?
It's the weight, right?
It's the weight of the water, which is why they had to have those huge big, or those kind of big mech suits that they have that they show can punch through concrete, which, by the way, I don't think that would even be enough, near enough, for, like, the tens of thousands of, like, meters of water just bearing down on you.
I don't know, because I assume it doesn't work like it's not gravity. The gravity doesn't work linearly, like, because of the water.
Yeah.
It's not like just maybe a downward force. It's just like all around, I suppose. I have no idea. But one of the things that made me fucking like, what, was when, so they get into the facility, there's a bad guy, they're fighting, whatever, who cares. At one point, Jason Statham is like, oh, because they do a twist where there's a lady with glasses on the, like, mothership or whatever.
Is she from the first one? Do we know?
No idea. And no idea. Who cares?
I'm going to look it up.
And she's like, oh, hi, guys. I have control of this space and I'm evil, so I'm going to flood the thing. And Jason Statham has to... They're like, quick, Jason Statham, you have to go outside and press a button or something to take control of the compound or whatever. And he's like, God, bloody hell. All right, I'll do it. And I was like, but we just, like, the person's gonna... We just saw someone get, like, fucking... Like, they just got shredded because of the pressure.
Literally, their head got popped.
Yeah, inwards. They got popped. And then I was like, but, like, so, like, surely he would just fucking die. And then they half explain it because they're like, because the girl's like, isn't he just going to fucking die? And then one of them goes, no, he just has to blow out all of the air out of his lungs. And then he'll be fine. And I was like, okay. One, if that's the case, then why didn't the person in the fucking suit just do that?
Yeah. Like,
and then two, that can't be There's no fucking way.
No, like, there's no way. Well, because they said, that he could do it for like 30 to 60 seconds or something, and then, like, he's got about that amount of time. I don't know whether it's just because of, like, the pressure and then he won't be able to breathe or something. I don't know. But they're saying all this stuff and that he'll be all right. But...
Bro, they're, like, 20... Because they use like the... 2,000 feet under the water.
Like, oh, no. They're, like, 10... They're, like...
Oh, 20,000 feet, I think.
They're, like, 70, I think, they said. They're, like, 60, 70,000 feet under.
It's a crazy amount. Like, they're
stupid amount. And they're like, yeah, but they literally use the point where they're like, because somebody's like, that's surely that's not right, and they're like, well, fish don't get crushed, do they?
Yeah, but that's different.
Fish are built under that pressure.
Yeah.
And they're literally streamlined at everything to, like, that's how they operate. But again, I don't know if it's like science stuff. I wonder if I can find, also, by the way, that woman was not in the original Meg film, so it's the most bait thing. If you see the first one, and then you see this, and you're like, "Well, she's new. Oh, she's betrayed them."
Yeah,
who would have thought?
Yeah, it's just so stupid. So they get out of the facility, they go back up to the surface. The guy, Jason Statham, has a punch off with the evil guy, and big surprise. You think he's dead, but he's not. He, like, goes to the surface with them. And then it turns out they do another twist where the big boss CEO person, who's, like, another lady, like, CEO type, she's like, yeah, I'm the head of this whole thing.
I think she funds the whole
project. Yeah, she funds
project,
it.
I think, right?
And she's like, it turns out that she wanted to kill Jason Statham and the brother-in-law for, like, no reason. There's, like, I just don't, like, I was, like, waiting for a reason for them to need to kill them. Because I get the whole thing of, like, oh, she's an evil person that doesn't care about the environment, and Jason Statham and her brother-in-law is all about the environment. But it was like, but why?
I guess it's
like, but why do you need to just fire them? Yeah, like, if it's your company, who cares?
But I think she's like funding it, but it's the guy, it's the brother-in-law. He's like the smart one who invented all the tech and stuff. So it's his tech, right? So I'm assuming it's like, oh, well, they wanted to get rid of all of them. But I'm guessing the Jason Statham thing is just because, well, get rid of him so that they can have full control of all of his tech and stuff. That makes sense. But
yeah,
they want to kill Statham for some reason. And I guess it's just because.
Surely that can't be like, you'd be like, oh, let's get some lawyers to look at this and like wean him out. You know?
I think that they wanted to get a spin on it. So they'd be like, oh, he, like, make a martyr out of him. Like, oh, it's, they went diving and they had this horrible accident and all this kind of stuff. And then there's no questions asked. There's no bodies at the bottom of the ocean. There's nobody to fight it. There's nobody to be like, well, this seems dodgy, or no, this is all of my tech. You literally can't have any of it.
Yeah.
They just all
like,
die at the bottom of the ocean. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're just like, oh, his tech failed. Well, we're going to have to look at that then, because we can't use this tech anymore.
I mean, they could be like, it was a Meg. people know Megs exist now, I guess.
I suppose so. So they get back to the surface. They do a bit of revealing where they're like, oh, bloody hell, you're evil. And they're like, yes, yeah, so what? And they're like, well, bloody go to Fun Island instead then.
Oh my god!
So it's kind of like two films, really, or like two separate things.
It's like three films,
I guess.
Well, because you've got, so if you break it down, right, you've got this kind of Pacific Rim-esque stuff where they go down into the trench and they've got this underwater lab. And by the way, I love this whole thing. I was like, I saw a lot of people saying, "Oh, the first half was really boring. It didn't really like." it took ages to get anywhere, blah, 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 blah. But I felt like you had this stuff where, like, oh, no, they've crashed and because of this explosion, and now they've got to, like, get across the trench floor, and you got these things that are, like, attacking them while they're in the trench floor, and then they go into the facility, and then they've got to, like, find a way to escape from there. And then you've got that kind of side of things initially, which kind of felt like a Pacific Rim-y kind of deal. And then once they escape from there, the place that they came from, like this sort of, it looks like a big, it's almost like an oil rig, yeah. But it's got this big underwater surveillance stuff, and then the stuff above water as well. So you've got like a kind of an espionage-y infiltration like thing there as well, where they come back.
That doesn't last very long.
And, which doesn't last, no, it doesn't last long, but it feels, again, very tonally different. And they've got to like find their friends and kind of stop everybody that's there. And also, like, so the reason that the Megs, you get three Megs escaping and a surprise, actually a few surprises, but the reason that they can all escape out of this thermocline, which is a real thing, by the way, because when I was looking up on Wikipedia about underwater explosions, it says, the overall effect of an underwater explosion depends on depth, blah, 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 depends on reflective surfaces such as the seabed, surface, thermoclines, etc. So it is actually a thing.
That's crazy.
Which is wild. I don't think it's quite as...
yeah, probably not.
You know,
as visual as the one.
Like, this one here, it's got like a picture of two little jellyfish, and it says two moon jellyfish disturbing a thermocline in the top water layer of this place near Sweden. So you're like, it's not as deep as, not as crazy as that. But yeah, they escape this thermocline because when the explosions were all set off, it blew a massive hole in the thermocline, which is big enough for some rather big things to escape from it. Yeah, and then so they've got to like take back the place, and then like you said, they need to head off to Fun Island to warn everyone about the Megs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because the Megs are going to Fun Island to get some mimosas and watch Barbie.
I think, well, it's kind of a mixture because they're running away from... They get, like, a lifeboat, like a like motorized lifeboat, but they start just paddling slowly to begin with to not attract the Megs to get away from the bad guys. And then also they're like, oh, we should go to Fun Island where the Megs are going to have a nice day out.
And we just need to warn everyone that, yes, these are Megs. It's going to be...
No, you can't take any pictures.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be quite different. They'll obviously need bigger sunbeds. The cocktails they need are going to be much larger than the ones that...
Yeah, they need to stock up on some fish.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, it's going to be an adjustment, but if we can all just try to accommodate these three Megs, we can all share this facility. Have a nice time.
If you've got any billionaires or pedos or both, just check them over, feed them.
Where's Elon?
Hey! Which one of those is he? Who knows?
Yeah,
maybe more.
Maybe, probably all of them.
X.com.
Fucking.
Carry on. They head over to Fun Island.
They head over to Fun Island. They're like, bloody get out of the fucking water. And then everyone sort of sees that there's Megs and they start to get out of the water. But then... the filmmakers were like, let's do Jurassic Park. And it turns out that there's these like little shark with legs things that come out of the water as well, which are like basically velociraptors. And they just, they're on the island already. I guess they just beat everyone there. They're super fast, apparently.
Because we never see them leave the thermocline, but I guess that they're just vibing. I saw a point just now while I was looking up some stuff that was a very good point, because we see these. I completely forgot at the very beginning of the film.
Yeah, we see them at the start.
In Jurassic Times. You see those little creatures, again, to give context, they're like eating from the corpse of something big or dead, and then a T-Rex comes along and eats a couple of them, and then the T-Rex gets eaten by a Meg, and it's like, oh, the Meg is the apex predator of this age and whatever.
Yeah.
But if those creatures, which have legs and can go on land and can swim as well, if they were alive that long ago, and then, you know, a bunch of them lived under the fucking Meg trench God knows how many years, why do they still have, like, legs and the ability to go on land? Because they've been there for millions of years.
Ah, they knew what was coming.
Oh, they had some forewarning.
Yeah, yeah.
The camera crew probably told them.
Yeah. They were getting chased by the T-Rex, and they're like, we'll be back one day. So...
I'm keeping these legs.
What was that? Sorry, I lost you there.
I just said, I'm keeping these legs.
Oh, that was so not worth.
That was such dead air. I was like, fuck me, I guess. All right.
I'm like, no. Boo.
Yeah.
It was, it kind of did the robot thing, so I didn't know what you said. So they're on the island and they start eating people and causing terror. So then people are running back into the water because they're like, fuck me, it's Jurassic Park over here. And then the Megs turn up and it's a whole bloody nightmare. And while that's going on, the evil people with guns are like, Jesus, we better kill Jason Statham, for my name isn't one of the evil guys. So you kind of have like three things running alongside each other. You get like,
yeah,
the velociraptor fish, the velocimegs, they're on the island,
the megaraptors.
Yeah. And you get like the side characters, trying to get rid of, like, save people, and they're getting chased by them. You get the people with guns that are also chasing the side characters. And
yeah, like, stop, dudes. There's so much going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're not being paid enough.
No, absolutely not.
Maybe they are.
Or maybe they're getting paid too much. Oh, the power's gone to their heads. Oh, we're breaking into it now. And then Jason Statham's like, you sort all of this out, and I'll blow up some Megs. And they're like, don't you want any help? He's like, no. I've bloody got this.
And he's got my jet ski.
I've got my jet ski. And he's made up some, like, explosive harpoons that he just made on the boat on the way to the island.
Yeah, because I think, didn't they like, stole some explosives or something from the main ship?
Yeah, something
and then
like
he,
that.
And then he just sawed some... Maybe some it was from balls. The oars or something, yeah. Like some metal from the thing, which into like a point, and then just like duct taped it all, gorilla fucking taped it all on. Yeah.
Where did he get the saw?
That's a very good point. It was like, hold up, I've got to make a stop by the maintenance closet. Yeah. We're being shot at, Jason Statham.
Oh, it's no, take my it'd trusty, be worth it. Always take my trusty track saw.
He's got like a fold up saw. It's a fold-up saw he keeps in his back pocket.
In case I want to make any spears. Has anyone makes. Got a power lead? Is it an electric one? Oh, shit.
Also, there's a massive fucking octopus.
Yeah, the Megtopus. The Megtopus. So the Megtopus.
Yeah, the Megtopus that we saw at the start.
Teased a couple times, right?
Yeah, yeah. It kills one of the people. You see its big old tentacles. And then it just fucking... It turns into the Kraken. And it just starts, like, tearing up all the decking and stuff. And it's just tearing shit about. And I was like, were the sharks and then the Velocimegs, like, not enough? And the people with the guns. The filmmakers are just like, oh, it's getting a bit stale, isn't it? We better throw some action in
gotta
there.
You got to think stakes. I mean, if you had two Megs in the previous one, people would expect you to have three Megs in the next one. But they were like, uh-uh, we're going to have three Megs and a Megtopus. That's right, baby. We're just throwing it in.
And the loss of
eggs. If people like it, we'll make Megtopus 2. And then the Velocimex as well. They were like, let's do this other, you know, Jurassic Park thing.
Let's just throw shit at the wall and see what sticks. I guess all of it did.
Oh, yeah, it did. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We throw a magnet, so it's a magnetic board.
Yeah. So the uncle and Jason Statham's best friend, they like get rid of all of the velociraptors. Did they burn them or something? They jump onto a helicopter,
and there's like just a fueling station for a helicopter on this remote island.
Oh my god! Like, nice. Yeah. Well, cool. It makes sense because you need to make sure you can fly it away again, depending on how long it takes for it to get there.
Where are they getting the fuel from?
There was just like a pump.
Who's filling up the pump?
They bring it over on the helicopters. No, they could bring it over in boats,
I guess,
or something.
So. I mean, it's just like,
I feel like that's the least ridiculous thing.
I don't know. I was just like,
what was
this? Is such a small island. Like, yeah. This is so remote.
But it's a massive thing. Is it seemed like a big resort island for like? Well, I mean, it's small island, but like, you know, a resort island for stupidly rich people. So they're all coming in on their helicopters.
Yeah, I guess.
And then they'll refuel and then head off. What I thought was ridiculous is the fact that they're like, oh, this helicopter's out of bloody fuel. Let's just plug the fucking pump in and then start the helicopter. As if it's like your phone's at low on battery, so you plug it in. And because it's plugged in, you can start the phone. So they're like, well, let's fuel it up. But we just put the fuel thing in. We wait a minute. And then we start the helicopter and just start taking off with the fuel lead hanging from it. And I'm like, huh? I don't think that's how it works. I tell you what, though, one of the best moments in that film for me was they're going up in that helicopter. You've got the New Zealand guy. He's trying to chuck the hose out of the thing because it's going to get the helicopter's going to get stuck or something. I can't remember exactly what was happening. And he falls out of the helicopter. And there was when that happened, everybody in the cinema was so invested. There was a woman behind me who went, oh no! And I fucking died. It was so good. Oh man.
The best bit for me. Let's just finish the story quick. So So they kill the things. Jason
Meg deaths. How do the Meg deaths?
Meg deaths. Jason Statham blows one up with a thing.
He gets like a sick like gets like mad fucking mad air off this wave and like. Like he's Zeus with a fucking lightning bolt with his spear, like chucking it down on the Meg, blowing his face off.
There's that one. There's, I can't remember how the other.
I think you've got
a
Meg.
One of the Megs die from the Megtopus.
Oh no. So he gets that Meg. He then has another Meg that I think the helicopter crashes, doesn't it? Or is it the... Something crashes. I think
it's
the
helicopter crashes, but...
Because it crashes, and then Jason Statham, like the shark, the big Meg, is heading towards the helicopter, and it's going to...
That's the last Meg.
The second Meg... No, because there's only three Megs, one of them of which... And I got this confused, because I thought there was three Megs plus the nice Meg, the pet Meg. But there was just three Megs.
Wait, including the nice one?
Yeah. Yeah, and this is what confused
me. Oh, so there's two Megs.
So there's only two bad Megs and one pet Meg.
Oh, right, okay.
But they're all just Megs, so they're all just eating shit.
Yeah.
So we see the second Meg, but it doesn't die because it gets caught by the Megtopus.
Yeah.
And then that Meg chomps down on it. You kind of think the Meg's done for and it's all getting constricted and it stops moving. And I was like, well, don't sharks die when they stop moving or something? But then it's like, ah, gotcha, I'm alive, really. And then it surges forward and just takes a fucking chunk out of the Megtopus and kills the Megtopus.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And
yeah,
then
yeah,
and then kind of like dips.
Yeah.
But the actual, the other Meg death is Mega death. Is Jason Statham kind of is jet ski? I think his jet ski gets a bit ruined. He swims to this tiny little like rock sticking out of the fucking ocean. The plane, like the helicopter's crashed, and the guys are trying to get out of the helicopter and stuff.
Yeah.
And Jason Statham's got a massive, huge bit of like fucking huge
propeller
piece of the
thing.
Like it's either a propeller or it's just like a bit of metal that was ripped off the side of the helicopter or something, and he's holding this huge kind of, it's like a big long fucking spike, but he's like slapping it against the water to get the attention of the Meg.
He's like,
and then it eventually turns around and goes for him, and he's like, come on Meg, you Meg. And I was just like, there's no fucking way, like, that you would not even, there's just no way you'd have the strength in your body even to do this anyway.
Nah,
but
Jason
the Meg
Statham
goes
would.
To get him, and it, oh yeah, I forget, it's Jason Statham. And the Meg like opens its mouth and goes to eat him, but he like pulls the, and I knew he was going to do it as soon as he picked it up. I was like, yeah, let's fucking go, mate. And he pulls up the big kind of huge spike sheet of metal, and the Meg goes forward, and the sheet of metal just like pierces right through the inside of its mouth up through its brain, and then it like kind of pushes it, and his feet are like sliding back on the ground because he's like standing his ground against this fucking god knows how many tons Meg, and then the Meg like dies because it goes through his brain, which is great. And then I think that they just sort of like, oh no, they kill most of the little Megteraptors, Velocimegs?
Yeah.
Velocimegs.
Velocimegs.
The little four-legged Megfish. They kill them with a massive explosion, or most of them with a massive explosion. And then the remaining ones just, I guess, get, like, killed later on. Or they just kind of get cleaned up or something. I don't know if we really see much more from them.
I can't remember. Honestly,
but
I can't remember.
All's well ends well. Everything is dead, apart from, you know, some of the people.
Characters. Yeah.
Yeah. And that fucking kid. I don't understand why Jason Statham was like, right, everything is too dangerous here for you, so I want you to go and sit in that lighthouse over there. And it's just a lighthouse right next to the ocean that literally he's like putting her on a big bait pedestal to be like, come and eat me. And I was like, huh? Why would you ever tell your daughter to go and sit in a lighthouse when there's
these
giant Megs going around?
There's a lot going on. He's not thinking straight.
And he's like, but I don't want you to just say, yeah, I'll do it, and then fuck off and help those, like, some random people and get yourself killed and eaten, because you're really not listening to me. I can't do my Meg stuff if you're pissing about and making me stressed, all right? She's like, yeah, I understand, it's fine. And she immediately then
sees, I was like
oh, a person who's like struggling and like goes to help them and then save a dog and whatever, and I'm just like,
he told you to stay there.
Right. It may have worked out this time, but you could have been Meg food, just saying.
Yeah. So, I mean, there was a couple bits that I, or just one bit that I liked was, the evil CEO lady gets killed by the Velociraptor. It was her.
Very Jurassic Park.
It was her helicopter. That's how they get it. And then the evil.
Oh, yeah. So that means they, wait, sorry, just, so that's her helicopter, which we see them land, which means, because we don't see that there's a leak or anything, right? So they land that helicopter with just enough fuel to get them to the ground, and then it's empty.
Oh yeah, they were like, bloody hell, that was cutting it close.
She was like, can you just drive us over, fly us over there? And he's like, well, I tell you what, we've probably got enough fuel to literally get us there. And that's it. We're running on fumes by the time we're landing. She's like, yeah, I'm cool with that.
Oh, nah, do you know what? They probably landed. But she was like, keep the propellers rolling. I'll only be a second.
Oh, that.
She should have turned it off.
Yeah, should have turned it off. Bloody billionaires wasting money and fuel.
And then the other one, this bit I was like fucking stupid, but I liked it. Was like the smart hacker lady that's also evil was like, she's literally stood in front of the window talking to the CEO. And she's like,
in the underground, in the underground bit, base, right?
And she's like, don't worry, this glass is meg-proof. And then literally 3 seconds later, a meg smashes through the glass and eats her. And I was like,
yeah,
awesome. Very good. Well done.
Because I was like, oh, they think it's meg-proof. But earlier in the film, when they're under the trench and they see a bunch of megs, Jason Statham or somebody else is like, wow, I've never seen a meg that big. That's a huge meg. That one's really big.
That meg's bigger than
and I was like,
different meg.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, that meg could break through some meg-proof glass, I'm telling you now. Why? And how did the guy survive? There was a guy with her who was like, he's the one that has like a huge vendetta against Statham, right?
Yeah,
he wants to kill him. And they're like, they have like a big long kiss, and then she gets eaten by the meg. And because they're underwater, as soon as the meg breaks through, that whole place floods. But somehow he manages to outrun the water and like close valve door.
Yeah, he's fast as fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, why are all the female characters like, they're either evil or they're just shit? Like, they just don't do it. Like, the main female characters, apart from the girl, the two female characters
just annoying.
Are just evil CEO and evil hacker lady. Or they're, like, nondescript female character that's there to be eaten. Like, in
one woman at the end who... like survives, who's kind of felt like she was more. She had actual lines to say.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She felt like she was more part of the team. I don't remember what her like specific role was, or whether she was just like, you know, part of the ship, part of the crew. I don't know. But one thing I did notice is they do that whole thing, and somebody put. I think it was like a speech by Reese Witherspoon, where she said about if you ever notice in films, you always have a female character turning to a male character and saying, like, what's going on? Or what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Or something like that, right? That's always, like, a thing. And ever since I saw that, I've always looked out for that sort of thing and being like, you're doing it. and there's a bit where the hacker lady, and look, you could give them credit where it's maybe not due
and say that
she's just playing dumb or something, but there's a bit where they lose communications or they're having all these troubles and whatever. She's the one at the computer. She's the hacker lady. I mean, we say hacker lady, but I think she just, it was their facility down there, so she had control of everything. But you know what I mean? She's the computer lady. She's the kind of the gal in the chair. And she turns around to New Zealand guy who largely walks around looking concerned and telling people what to do, and doesn't we don't really see him do much else until like later in the film when they're all fighting bad guys and stuff. She turns to him and is like, what's happening? And I was like,
bro, you should know.
You're the one that should know, because you're the one who's like looking at all this stuff that's going on. You've got the control, you've got the computer right there, you know what I mean? And then like 2 seconds afterwards, I think you have the daughter girl turned to Jason Statham when they're in the sub and she's like, what are we going to do? Or something like that. And I was like, guys, come on. Also, you stowed away on that sub, so it's your fault.
Yeah, actually, all this is your fault.
You
should have died.
God, I fucking hate when you have that like trope where, that kind of cliche stuff where you've got some, you know, some young kind of bit naive, but big heart, courageous kind of overzealous kid that's like, but I can do it. Like you can't tell me to, like, you can't make me stay behind. Like, I want to help out and you got to really let me do this. And I'm like, you're fucking 13 years old. You are going to be such a liability. Fuck off. I don't care if you're like, oh, but it's not fair. I want to get involved. Go to your room. Go to your room. I don't want to see or hear from you for the end of the day. I'm going down and I'm going to go and see some Megs and you can't come because until you're at least 18 years old. All right.
And then she just turns up in the submarine. You're like, are you fucking kidding me?
I'm like, right, get in that escape pod. I'm jetsing you.
Yeah.
That's it. Don't care.
But bad film good?
Bad film great. I fucking love this film. I, all the way through this film, I was like, whoa, yeah. And I fucking, and then the giant fucking Meg squid Megtopus, I was like, oh yeah, we're gonna get a fucking giant octopus as well. It's fucking great. I do think that I saw some, I think I was listening to the Weekly Planet boys talk about it. Oh, and yeah. They were saying about how there wasn't really any, like, because it's kind of a, I think it's a PG or something, so it wasn't didn't really have all of these like really, like, different, interesting, gruesome kills and all this kind of, like, creative kind of side of things of that. Which, at the time, I didn't really, like, it wasn't really anything I thought of. Thinking back, it could have been nice to have some couple of really interesting things. But I think that they had enough of, like, a, you know, these Megs are just eating people left and right. They don't give a fuck, you know?
Yeah, they were, yeah. I think it serves these types of films, it probably serves better to go for a higher rating, but then at the same time, like, I get why you wouldn't, like, from a financial standpoint, like, of course you want it to be PG, but I don't know. Bad film good, I think, as well. I think you probably liked it more than me, but
100%
I liked it. I was like, yeah, it's the Meg.
Yeah. It's just, and I watched this straight after Barbie. It was at the same screen as well.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You truly did
The Megby.
The Megby. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's about everything that we've got for this week. Next week we are doing a Junior. We're not doing Junior. You're listening to Junior. And we're doing...
Oh, are we doing... Did we do them the other way around?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. The right way around, I think.
The right way around, yeah.
Nobody would have ever known.
But now they do.
Fuck! Wait, what did we say at the end of Junior? Did we say that we were doing the Meg next week?
I can't remember.
Do you know what? If Junior comes out and we say we're doing the Meg next week, we're not doing it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're probably doing... What, Resident Evil 1 and 2?
Yeah. Resident Evil 1 and 2. Or something else if we can't be fucked. As always, if you want to keep up to date, we're on Instagram, Twitter, X, Threads.
Nope. Only two things.
TikTok.
Yeah, that's the other one.
And Facebook.
No.
So MySpace. But
we could do that.
Is that still up? Is that a thing?
Probably. I'm sure it is.
Alright, follow us on MySpace.
Oh my god.
We put up little clips and stuff. If you want to help out the show, give us a 5-star review. That would give us a good time. Give us 5 megs out of 5.
Yeah, tell me. Rate it how many Megs that you want to see in another film.
5. Because we've 5 had Megs. 2. We had 3.
Yeah. Plus a Megtopus.
You know. So really that's like, you need to go to 5. But then I guess because 1 times 1 equals 2, then really if you're having 5, then you probably want 7.
Wait, yeah, so then how... So if it's 1 × 1 = 2, if you've got 5 things, then you times each of those individual things by 1, you then end up with 2 more of them. So really, it's 10 things.
It's 10
so everything's
megs.
Always doubled.
It's 10 megs. Yeah.
10 megs, baby.
But as always...
Thanks, Terrence Howard.
We'll leave you with... Inspirobot, baby. No, AI Wars, baby.
I was about to say that you did it. I was like, oh, you got it first time. This thing that you came up with.
AI Wars.
Yeah.
It's the thing where we put Inspirobot against Image Flip. We find a random meme or quote that we put them against each other. Inspirobot's winning 13-10 because we fucked it up with weird maths. So
with maths too.
Yeah.
We follow maths 2 rules. So
yeah, so it's now 13-10. But then maybe that means I'm winning now? Who knows? I'll go first. Because this one is I've had a string of having them like sexual and using swear words and stuff, but this one is it's the, what do you call that? Hide the pain, Harold. You know when he's looking at thing, and it says
looks like he's got really bad like gas.
Yeah, yeah, he's about to shit his pants. And he's and the thing says, when your mum says you can drink water. And you get a ship, and you get a ship, and you get a ship.
What?
Yeah.
It just got fucking stuck for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
Stupid.
And then you get a ship, and then you get a ship, and then you get a ship. Maybe he's writing a song. God. He's done a thirst trap.
Oh my god, I'd love to see a thirst trap of Fight the Pain, Harold, whatever his name is.
It's literally a thirst trap. Because when your mum says you can have drink
water.
Oh
my god, it is. That's the subliminal messaging.
Yeah. And then you get a ship. And then you get a ship. Anyway,
it's like, and then I ship. Yeah. So, I was trying to decide which way round to do this. Whether to describe the image first or the text.
Right.
But, the text in the very center of the screen... Just white letters, not capitals, just right in there. It just draws your attention right to it. Says, cows are bad. And the image is just two people fucking. Just in a bed, just sensual. Cows
sensually?
Are bad.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I want to go for the thirst trap.
We'll give Harold his thirst trap.
Yeah, give Harold his thirst trap.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. It's been a long time since Image Flip has won. There we go.
Yeah.
But so is that 1 point or is that?
Nah, that's 1 point. If you want 2 points, then I get 1 because 1 × 1 = 2.
Yeah, but then do I like? I get like I add 4 to mine, but then. Yours is -12, but then maybe that means it's better.
Well, really, Aiden, it doesn't matter because whatever points that you give yourself, technically, I also have those points.
Yeah.
So we share them anyway.
Yeah, technically, even though that you're using Inspirobot, I'm also using Inspirobot. So
I love that that was part of his thing, and then everybody immediately was like, so why are you complaining about how much you get paid? Because you're technically sharing the money.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck.
nah, that's different. Oh, money's different.
I want to know if he still is intent on Maths 2, or whether he, at some point... looked at it and realized that he's a fucking idiot and oh shit.
And he's just never said anything about it.
And he's
again.
Just never said anything yeah, about yeah. it again.
Oh,
and he's like,
God.
Oh, you remember when I did the Maths 2 thing? Crazy, right? Oh man. I was on drugs.
Oh man. But yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah. Enjoy your Megs.
Bloody get out of here before
I... It's going to hurt my throat.
Before I get out, you bloody stay in the room and I'm going to bloody punch this Meg in the face. Remember, kids, stay away from Megs.
God.
Jesus Christ. The Meg's coming.
The Meg's coming.
It's pulling me under. It's all right. I've got a bomb strapped to a spear. I'm going to swim down into its gut. The Meg's giving me the common cold.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.